Blog Talk Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, Deeper Truth presents... Yes, welcome to another edition of Stand in the Gap, where we celebrate our saint of the day, remember our priests, pray for our children, remember those who have gone before, and many other special features. Following this brief program note, our saint of the day is next.
Welcome to Deeper Truth. Stand in the gap with us and Saint Wolfgang of Regensburg. And his story begins now. Now, Wolfgang is venerated as a patron saint of carpenters and wood carvers in the city of Regensburg. He can be invoked against internal bleeding, paralysis, stomach diseases, and strokes. In art, he is usually depicted holding a cathedral, dressed in a bishop, or forcing Satan to help him construct a church. Miracles associated with his tomb includes many healings, led to his canonization of 1052. Several of St. Wolfgang's devotees experienced relief from stomach ailments, and he remains a patron saint of such troubles today. His intercession is also sought by victims of strokes and paralysis, and by carpenters. Wolfgang was born in Germany and was educated at a school located at an abbey, and there he encountered Henry, a young noble, who went on to become Archbishop of Trier. Meanwhile, Wolfgang remained in close contact with the Archbishop, teaching in his cathedral school and supporting his efforts to reform the clergy. At the death of the Archbishop, Wolfgang chose to become a Benedictine monk and moved to an abbey there, now part of Switzerland. He was ordained a priest. He was appointed director of the monastery school there. And later he was sent to Hungary as a missionary. Though his zeal and goodwill yielded limited results, Emperor Otto II appointed him Bishop of Regensburg near Munich, and Wolfgang immediately initiated reform of the clergy and of religious life, preaching with vigor and effectiveness, and always demonstrated special concern for the poor. He wore the habit of a monk and lived an austere life. The draw to monastic life never left him, including the desire for a life of solitude. At one point, he left his diocese so that he could devote himself to prayer, but his responsibilities as bishop called him back. In 994, Wolfgang became ill while on a journey. He died in Australia. He was canonized in 1052, and his feast day is celebrated widely in much of Central Europe. And Wolfgang could be depicted as a man with rolled up sleeves. He even tried retiring to solitary prayer, but taking his responsibilities seriously led him back into the service of his diocese, doing what had to be done was his path to holiness and ours. And Lord, we thank you for the lives of these precious saints. Times we should roll up our sleeves and get ready. We must ready ourselves for each day, come what may. And thank you, Saint Wolfgang, of your love for Jesus, love for the faith, and love to do what was right in the eyes of the Lord, placing him first in your life. Thank you, Lord. And now I'm going to do this little act of spiritual communion. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. O Jesus, I turn toward the holy tabernacle, where you live hidden for love of me. I love you, O my God. I cannot receive you in holy communion right at this moment. Come nevertheless and visit me with your grace. Come spiritually into my heart. Purify it, sanctify it, render it like unto your own. Amen. And Lord, I am not worthy that you should center under my roof, but only say the word and my soul shall be healed. Lord, I wish to receive you with the purity, humility, and devotion with which your most holy mother received you, with the spirit and fervor of the saints, like Saint Wolfgang of Regensburg. My Jesus, I believe that you are present in the most blessed sacrament. I love you above all things, and I desire to receive you into my soul. And since I cannot now receive you sacramentally, come at least spiritually into my heart. I embrace you as if you were already there, and I unite myself wholly to you. Never permit me to be separated from you. Amen. And Saint Padre Pio, he would spend his day doing spiritual communions such as this. And so here at Deeper Truth, we highly recommend it. Even if you are going to receive Jesus' body, blood, soul, divinity at some point in the day, or definitely often, like tomorrow's All Saints Day, we will have Mass at 07 in the morning, for example. Well, you know I will be there. I will take every I'll do my best to be there at 7 in the morning. So the act of spiritual communion is really, really a great opportunity of grace that the Lord wants to receive. He wants to be a part of our day. So make this a part of your day. And now we want to pray for our priests. Without priests, there is no Holy Communion. There is no Eucharist without priests, without his Catholic priests. So we want to pray for our priests, because they have a lot of weight on their shoulders at many different levels. So we want to pray for them. A very important need. So our prayer for priests begins now.
It is time to pray for our priests, the real men in black.
Well, you wonder why I always dress in black, why you never see bright colors on my back, and why does my appearance seem to have a somber tone? Well, there's a reason for the things that I have on.
Without them, there are no sacraments. He counsels you. Who counsels him? He is on the front lines in the war against sin.
I wear it for another 100,000 who have died, believing that we all were on their side.
Now let us join together as we pray for our priests.
I'm the man in black.
Joy is prayer. Joy is strength. Joy is love. Joy is a net by which we catch souls. Mary, Mother of Jesus, throw your mantle of purity over our priests. Protect them, guide them, and keep them in your heart. Be a mother to them, especially in times of discouragement and loneliness. Love them and keep them belonging completely to Jesus. Like Jesus, they too are your sons, so keep their hearts pure and virginal. Keep their minds filled with Jesus, and put Jesus always on their lips, so that Jesus is the one they offer to sinner and to all they meet. Mary, Mother of Jesus, be their mother, loving them and bringing them joy. Special care of sick and dying priests and the ones most tempted. Mary, bless them and keep a special place for them in your heart. Give them a piece of your heart so beautiful and pure and immaculate, so full of love and humility, so that they too can grow in the likeness of Christ. Dear Mary, make them humble like you and holy like Jesus. We must love our neighbor as being made in the image of God and as an object of his love. Heavenly Father, grant that our priests be strengthened and healed by the power of the Eucharist they celebrate. And may the word they proclaim give them courage and wisdom. We pray that all those whom they seek to serve may see in them the love and care of Jesus, our eternal High Priest, who is Lord forever and ever. O Jesus, eternal High Priest, live in our priests, act in them, speak in and through them. Think your thoughts in their mind, love through their hearts. Give them your own dispositions and feelings. Teach, lead, and guide them always. Correct, enlighten, and expand their thoughts and behavior. Incline them, Lord, to constant adoration and thanksgiving. Pray in through and through them. Let them live in you and keep them in this intimate union always, Lord. O Mary, Immaculate Conception, Mother of Priests, Mother of Jesus and Mother of Priests, pray and intercede for all our priests. Amen. The deeds you do may be the only sermon some persons will hear today. Lord, pour out your Holy Spirit upon them and sanctify them as your ardent servants, consecrated in holiness. Mold them into the true likeness of your own son, of your Son, to be a compassionate shepherd to your people, and keep them steadfast in times of trial, ever faithful in obeying your will, and zealous in proclaiming Christ to the world. Lord Jesus, we, your people, pray to you for our priests. You have given them to us for our needs. Pray for them and their needs. Let them see you face to face in the breaking of the Eucharistic bread. And when you have made a good confession, you have chained up the devil. And when you invoke the Blessed Virgin Mary, when you are tempted, she will come at once to your help, and Satan will leave you. Amen. And we pray for Pope Francis and all the clergy throughout the world today. Pray for them, Lord. We pray for your Holy Catholic Church throughout the world, that it will be the voice the world needs so desperately today, with what's going on in the Ukraine and with what's going on in Palestine and Israel and Syria, with all the violence and terrorism around the world. We pray for America, Lord. We pray for peace. We pray for good leadership, Lord. Pray for your grace, Lord. Open the hearts and minds of those who seek to be leaders in America, Lord, that the gospel will be honored and valued by them. Pray, Lord, we pray for children, because, and we pray for families, we pray for holy marriages, and we pray for children, Lord. So much is a huge challenge for them. So we need to pray for children at all ages.
And the thing that's really sad is that we lose the faith we had when we were children. Loud, proud children. Children who think that they are grown. Children with children of their own. From the cradle to the grave, I wish we could all behave like little children, God's little children, sweet, precious children, pretty, dirty.
Lord, your word is filled with accounts of miraculous protection, and we claim that power for vulnerable children. Make your little ones invisible to people who seek to exploit them. Saint Joseph, watch over us and care for us just as you cared for the child Jesus. And by your help, may we come to know your Son and so grow in strength and wisdom and the favor of God. Amen. Saint Joseph is the patron saint of the Universal Church. Families, fathers, expectant mothers, travelers. O glorious Saint Joseph, to you God committed the care of his only begotten Son amid the many dangers of this world. And we come to you and ask you to take under your special protection the children God has given us through holy baptism. They became children of God and members of his holy church. O Saint Joseph, do assist us by your powerful intercession and obtain for us from your divine Son all spiritual blessings through Jesus Christ our Lord. Along with Saint Wolfgang, and Saint Nicholas, and Saint Sebastian, and Saint Maria Goretti, and Saint Daphna, and Saint Philomena, and Saint Gianna, and Saint Christopher, and Saint Michael the Archangel, and Saint Raphael the Archangel, and Saint Gabriel the Archangel, and Saint Monica, and Saint Anthony, all you saints, the church triumphant. Father, I pray over the lives of our children and grandchildren. Protect them, O Lord, from those who would steer them wrong, and may the host of heaven stand beside them. Jesus, Mary, and Joseph, I love you very much. I beg of you to spare the life of the unborn child whom I have spiritually adopted, whose life is in danger of abortion. And now we reach into our Stand in the Gap segment.
Prepare yourself. Gird up your loins with truth. If not us, who? If not now, when? Now is the time to... What do you expect from a Catholic defender? Deeper truth.
And we pray for those who have recently passed from this life. Pray the Holy Rosary for those who have recently passed. Pray the glorious mysteries, focusing on the resurrection and life after death. God our Father, your power brings us to birth. Your providence guides our lives, and by your command, we return to dust. Lord, those who die still live in your presence. Their lives change, but do not end. I pray and hope for my family, relatives, and friends, and for all the dead known to you alone. Company with Christ who died and now lives. May they rejoice in your kingdom, where all our tears are wiped away. Unite us together again in one family. Sing your praise forever and ever. Amen. Revelations chapter 21 verse 4 states, He will wipe every tear from their eyes. There will be no more death, or mourning, or crying or pain, for the old order of things has passed away. Eternal rest grant them, O Lord. Perpetual light shine upon them. May they rest in peace. Amen. And may Almighty God bless them with his peace and strength. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Heavenly Father, please hear this prayer for those who've recently passed, and provide these souls with your abundance of love as they enter your heavenly kingdom, and help the families and loved ones left behind to understand that you have a plan for everyone. Help them, Lord, to find peace in their time of mourning, and to know that no matter what, you are always with them through the pain that they are experiencing. And Lord, I dedicate this prayer for the souls who have recently passed. We've had mass shootings. We pray for healing for the families and for the souls of those who were lost without provocation. Lord, allow them to transition into your heavenly circle of hosts. Forgive any sins that they have weighing on their souls, and allow them to bask into the light of your grace and mercy so that they can live with you in paradise forever. Amen. And may the light of Jesus and the angels bring peace and salvation to my parents. May they rest in peace, knowing that their souls belong to God and God only. No demon, no devil, no principality, no evil spirit has access to their light and salvation. And may Holy Mary, the angels, and all the saints welcome them now that they have gone forth from this life. May Christ, who was crucified for them, bring them freedom and peace. May Christ, who died for them, admit them into his garden of paradise. May Christ, the true shepherd, embrace them as one of his flock, and may he forgive all their sins and set them among those that he has chosen. Amen. And Lord, we pray. We lift up the prodigals, Lord. I lift up to you the prodigal, Lord. Thank you for loving them even more than we do, for watching over them when we can't, and for working to draw them to yourself. And we pray for our soldiers and veterans, our police officers, and our first-line responders, our EMTs, our nurses, and our doctors. We pray for America, Lord. We pray for the members of our armed forces. Give them courage, hope, and strength, and may they ever experience your firm support, gentle love, and compassionate healing. Be their power and protector, leading them from darkness to light. And Lord, we pray for the prisoner, for all those resident in prison and their families, and may they be aware of your presence with them, and may your spirit bring them peace and the hope of new life in Jesus Christ. And Lord, we pray for those who are in the hospitals, that the hospital setting would be a place of healing and hope for all there. Pray for those for the elderly, Lord. Lord, you've promised to carry us even in our old age. We pray for a spiritual blessing, strengthening for those who find their bodies are failing. We are spirit more than flesh. Lord, help our loved ones embrace this transition from flesh to spirit gracefully and with dignity. And Lord, we pray for the poor souls in purgatory. Eternal Father, I offer you the most precious blood of your divine Son, Jesus, in union with the masses said throughout the world today, for all the holy souls in purgatory, for sinners everywhere, for sinners in universal church, those in my own home and within my family. Amen.
This has been another edition of Stand in the Gap, where we celebrate the saint of the day, remember our priests, pray for our children, remember those who have gone before, and many other special features. Be sure to catch our other programs like Journey with Mary with John Carpenter, who examines apparitions of Our Lady from 40 A.D. to the present. Eucharistic Miracles with Dr. Greg Thompson, who shares many Eucharistic miracles with a consecrated host, plus many other features right here on the Catholic Defender Radio Network.
And Lord, you raise us up. And so we encourage everyone to go to Mass. To go to Mass on holy days, like tomorrow, All Saints Day is a holy day of obligation. Go to Mass. Do your best to try to get there. And receive the Eucharist in the state of grace. So frequent the sacraments. Sacrament of confession. Receive the Eucharist often out of love and reverence. So, Lord, thank you. You raise us up.
And I am still
Amen. And sometimes in our lives we have to deal with things of life, and sometimes we just gotta, you know, just keep our eyes, our azimuth set straight on Jesus and His Holy Catholic Church. And anything that comes against that, we just, we let it go, because we hold fast to our faith. So that's what we have to cling to. Sneak preview is not really so, because tomorrow is a holy day of obligation. It's All Saints Day. So, all those who've made it to heaven, we honor and we thank. That is our Catholic Hall of Fame. You know, in the world of sports, you got football and basketball and baseball and hockey and all these, you got all these Hall of Fames. Well, us as Catholics, we have the greatest Hall of Fame. Yes. one that everyone should go to try to strive for, because it is the greatest of all Hall of Fames to get there. So thank you, Lord, for the hope of salvation.
I believe my steps are growing wearier each day. Still I've got another journey on my mind. Lures of this old world have ceased to make me want to stay. And my one regret is leaving you behind.
But if it proves to be his will that I am first to cross, and somehow I've a feeling it will be, when it comes your time to travel, likewise don't feel lost, for I will be the first one that you see.
And I'll be waiting on the far side banks of Jordan. I'll be sitting drawing pictures in the sand. And when I see you coming, I will rise up with a shout and come running through the shallow water, reaching for your hand. Through this life we labor hard to earn our meager fare. It's brought us trembling hands and failing eyes.
So I'll just rest here on the shore and turn my eyes away. Until you come, then we'll see paradise.
And I'll be waiting on the far side banks of Jordan. I'll be sitting drawing pictures in the sand. And when I see you coming, I will rise up with a shout and come running through the shallow water, reaching for your hand. I'll be waiting on the far side banks of Jordan. I'll be sitting drawing pictures in the sand. And when I see you coming, I will rise up with a shout and come running through the shallow water, reaching for your hand.
You've been listening and praying with Deeper Truth, Stand in the Gap with us and St. Wolfgang of Regensburg. And so we thank you, Lord, as we close at this point, in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. And God be with you all out there. God bless America, and we pray for peace and an end of terrorism. We pray for Israel, and we pray for those who have been kidnapped to be returned safely, Lord. We pray for those, Lord, that no more harm can be done to them. Pray for their safe return. God bless you all, and may God's grace shine upon you all this day. And good day. Amen.